You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Wow. Destruction, wars, earthquakes, famines, plagues, hatred, betrayal, false prophets, persecution, and martyrdom. Well, from the Gospel of Opinion, according to Jeff, we might also add, wildfires, terrorism, communism, atheism, abortion, euthanasia, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. In our world today, what do we call all that chaos? Actually, it's pretty simple. Tuesday. Or Friday, or I give you credit for any day of the week. Does it feel like we're there already some days? Should we just take a matrix blue pill and be oblivious to it all? Thomas Jefferson once remarked, "I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever." From our gospel, the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings. Jesus said the day will come when it will all be thrown down. So he's finally made it to Jerusalem before his passion and death, and he predicts the destruction of the Jerusalem temple. The disciples are amazed at the beauty of the temple, and they're sitting on the Mount of Olives. That's a 25,000-step Fitbit day across a really steep Kidron Valley. We can hardly imagine what the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD meant to the Jewish people. It was everything in their way of life. Jesus describes cosmic upheavals symbolizing God's judgment, and that Jewish war was one of the most devastating in history. So to crush the revolt, the Roman armies under Titus attacked Jerusalem, and a terrible famine raged. Corpses were stacked on the streets. Cannibalism took place. Crucified bodies encircled the city for all the defenders to see and discourage them. Roman legions destroyed the city except for the West Temple Wall, and almost a million Jews perished in the slaughter. For the Jews, the temple was the dwelling place of God, the sole place of sacrifice, and a microcosm of heaven and earth, a small version of the universe. So images of the stars and constellations were on the temple veils. The seven lights of the menorah represented the sun, the moon, and the five known planets. The Holy of Holies was like the highest heaven. The outer temple was like the earth, and the courtyard like the sea. So the temple was the center of daily life and the whole universe, the meeting point of heaven and earth. So its destruction would be a disaster of cosmic proportions. But there's more. According to tradition, there are two senses involved when reading scripture, the literal, like we said, and the spiritual. The key is that Jesus is talking about two distinct related events. The Son of Man, Jesus, is God's new temple. He is the new and perfect meeting place of God and man. The costly stones in this temple are the faithful believers, like all of us, from the four corners of the earth. Jesus said that no one knows the day of his return in glory. So it's enough for us to know that his coming is certain, even if we don't have a date. Forget those who claim to know exactly what date of the second coming, as if they can know the mind of God. These efforts miss the whole point of what is revealed for us. Also in the gospel, the last line reads, "By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." How do we persevere and thrive in all this chaos? Where is God's love in our gospel and today? Well, it's there if we know what we're looking for. There once was a fish swimming the ocean, and he looked at the one swimming next to him and asked, "Where is the ocean?" The other fish smirked and said, "The ocean, it's what you are swimming in." So people ask, "Where is God?" If we look, God is what we are swimming in, despite all the chaos. St. Paul wrote, "In him, Jesus, all things were created." When God gave his name to Moses, God said, "I am," meaning, "I am the one who is and causes everything to be." So God is quite at home in chaos, but why? Well, because God shows us that we are loved by bringing good out of chaos. There was chaos at the dawn of creation, and from it, God created all that is good. There was chaos at the time of Caesar, and into it came the Son of Man. There was chaos at Calvary, for sure, and out of it came new life in Christ. There's chaos in the church today, like many times in the past, and out of it, many future saints will be created. Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte once confronted Cardinal Gonsalvi, the Secretary of State to Pope Pius VII. He said, "Your Eminence, are you not aware that I have the power to destroy the whole Catholic Church?" And the cardinal responded, "Oh, my little man, we have done our best to destroy the church for the last 1,800 years. We have not succeeded, and neither will you." So I'm glad we're Catholics, not because our leaders are flawless, but because we find the truth of Jesus Christ and his divine church compelling, beautiful. As Peter asked, "Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. To whom shall we go? To the church or the world?" Well, the world's answers never end well. So as we pray for our church today, is our hope in the Lord and our focus on personal holiness? Finally, there'll be chaos at the end of time, and out of it will come eternal blessing. Because God creates out of chaos, and so he does so with an infinite love that our finite hearts and minds could never comprehend. With God, our world is not falling apart. It's probably falling into place. So don't be afraid of the chaos. Persevere it, thrive on it, and experience God's love there. Trust in the creative goodness of a loving God to once again bring life out of chaos. One example, St. Thérèse of Lisieux knew chaos as well as we do, but her prayer at the end of her life was, "I want to spend my heaven doing good on earth." That's thriving on chaos. If you can find God's love in all things, in both order and chaos, you will have what I hope you will take away: joy. Not shallow, fleeting happiness, but a deep, overwhelming joy that can only be experienced by someone who truly knows that we are all loved by God. And here's the quickest route to that joy: accept, take in, realize, internalize, make your own what I pray for you today, that you may persevere, thrive on chaos, and know that you are truly loved.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.